All right, Ali, congratulations. Good victory, but unfortunately that injury at the end puts a real dampener on it.
Yeah. It looks like our luck is out when it comes to injuries. It looks like a long-term injury again, which there's only so many of them you can take. However, we got a result at least. It'd be worse if you didn't get a result and you pick up another what looks like a serious injury. You know, we got a great draw in Dalymount, but we lost the Webster for the year. What a cost to pay for a point, you know. And it looks like we might have paid a cost for 3 points here tonight. And there's only so many of them you can take and try and survive in this division. However, to give them credit, you know, we're missing a few leaders out there and will be, and tonight I felt that some of the lads stepped up to the mark and led by example, and Barry's goal was probably the example of that. But, you know, we look, it wasn't a pretty game. It was very direct. They turned us, we turned them, and, you know, despite the directness, there wasn't a whole lot that Brendan Clark had to do or Mark Anthony. They're kicking, both of their kicking were very good, both out of their hands and on the ground, and, you know, they didn't really have a shot to save bar the goal or maybe the disallowed goal from the corner kick. But yeah, it's a great result. We needed it badly, but we certainly didn't need another long-term injury.
Yeah, and I mean, we're only after the game. It's hard to know how he is, but he's away to hospital, is he?
Yeah, the first prognosis doesn't look good. Look, they put him in a brace and they've taken him to hospital to the regional Letterkenny, and we'll see. We'll wait. Maybe the little bit of luck that has deserted us will turn our way tonight up there, but yeah. Just it's hard to take. It's another scene, a run of bad luck and long term injuries like we've had in the last couple of weeks. Maybe we're just lucky in the last 9 years here that they didn't all come together like that, but they're certainly hitting us fast and thick. Yeah. And please God, maybe first prognosis may not be right with Ellie.
And never mind the injuries, Ollie, these suspensions as well. The Eric McWoods one, he's got two games on top of the automatic suspension. That seemed a wee bit severe.
Yep, that's the way the discipline works. Yeah. And that's the way the officials work. And you can comment on it. I'm not commenting on it. You know, the amount of yellow cards. I mean, Ellie got a yellow card carried off in the stretcher.
Yeah.
You know, look, right, if it's an adult, but I'll tell you, if that was a child that got a yellow card coming off with possibly a broken ankle, I wouldn't be as kind with the referee. And yeah, rules are rules, but, you know, there's an exception at times, and certainly to me there was an exception on it. However, you know, that's Ellie suspended, but it looks like it'll make no bloody odds, you know, for the official that suspended him there tonight, although that's me being a little bit harsh. You know, we need to watch our own discipline, and Eric was foolish in Dalymount today. He's a very timid, a very placid, likeable guy, and what he did was foolish. Did he hurt anyone? Absolutely not, but they played into, you know, a bit like Ethan's penalty that he gave away last week. A lot of cute players in this league, a lot of good players in this league, and we need to get cuter and we need to get better.
Yeah, well, listen, you dug out that one tonight, Ollie, and as you mentioned, Barry McNamee's strike, it really lit up the end of that match, and what a brilliant way to win it.
Yeah, we the goal disallowed from a corner from the same side. He just had fell to Luke Rudden, and Barry called him to leave it, and he had to strike it well to beat Brendan Clark. Brendan Clark has won league medals and cup medals and is a proper goalkeeper, you know, and it took a strike like that to win it. And probably that strike alone was worthy of winning it, because there's very, very little between the teams. And, you know, I'm sure Shelburne have wondered how they lost it. You know, had we lost it, we'd probably be wondering how we lost it as well. But probably that was the one genuine strike in the game, and maybe that deserved to win it, John.
And a welcome home win, Ollie.
Anything, any result is welcome. For God's sake, John, but it's a hugely difficult league with able bodies and a huge amount of panel to pick from. You know, we're down serious bodies, and there's no point in pretending it. And, you know, we need to strengthen whatever way we can, and I'm not sure how we can.